To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo comes from a friend whose eyes are on the heavens near Dunedin, Florida, and who captioned this picture as bird and sky. I love how God used the cloud formations in the scene to give our fine feather friend some celestial companions. The scene may just be a bird in the sky, but the wonder of God's handiwork causes me to think of it as soaring in Florida, as our spirits can be lifted up, knowing the grand designer that coordinates all the elements in time and space for us to marvel over. So as we soar into another, into a new work week, I encourage you to thank the Lord for what he has provided and keep your eyes open for what he puts in your path, because just like the bird in this photo seems to have some heavenly company, I can assure you that God is with you in your travels. We just have to open our hearts and minds and reach out to with our spirits to find his presence. This morning's meditation verse is John 3:16. From the New King James Version, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Today's verse is the go-to verse for Christian evangelism. If you needed to break down God's redemptive plan for man in a single verse, John 3:16 wouldn't be a bad choice. Many Christians feel this way because John 3:16 is often put on signs and displayed at sporting events to get the message out. This verse is so popular by itself, it may not be clear to those who hear it that these are the words of Jesus himself. In the verse, Jesus is telling us that God loves us, that he is the Son of God, and he was sent for a purpose. That purpose was to save those who believe in him from perishing and by giving them eternal life. These things may seem obvious to us as Christians, but they were countercultural statements that weren't obvious to the people Jesus told them to, and they aren't obvious to those who don't know God today. God is loving. This idea may be considered debatable by both those who claim to believe in a God and to those who don't. Other religions may see their version of God as powerful, mysterious, and vengeful, but not necessarily loving. Atheists, deists, and agnostics would look at the suffering in the world and declare God doesn't exist, doesn't get involved in our affairs, or doesn't seem to be very nice. So the idea of God loving the world wasn't and still isn't a concept that all people can accept. God having a son is also a point that is refuted. Entire religions and cults take exception to the idea that God would or could have a son. And, of course, the idea of being saved from God's judgment by just believing is much too simple for many to believe. First, you would have to get over the doubts regarding the sonship of Jesus, and then you would have to trust what he said. We live in a world of cause and effect, in a worldly economy in which we generally have to earn everything we get. Even when we receive gifts from others, there is a perceived obligation to reciprocate by giving in return or at another occasion. There is no such thing as a free lunch, as they say. After all, how can God accept me on just the merits of my believing and trusting his son? Surely we have to do something else, probably a whole lot of things, continuously in order to gain and keep God's favor. So you can see that those outside of the kingdom of God can have a problem with the simplicity of John 3:16, if not several. So as much as we might want to quote John 3:16 and drop the mic while the multitudes bow down to give their faith to Jesus, we should be prepared to express what we know about the Lord by sharing more of his word and more of ourselves as we seek to gain brothers and sisters in Christ that we will spend eternity with. We know what we have in Christ, so we should seek to not just win souls as much as we should seek to give hope and, if possible, form relationships that will build up ourselves as much as edify others. We need to seek and save those who are lost, but we should also make room in our lives for those we find. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Victory Over the Darkness, beginning Chapter 2. The chapter is called The Whole Gospel, and we give you a few sections of that resource today on mtforchrist.org. As always, I invite people to go out Thursday to Rock Solid Church for our discipleship class with our current series on the Bondage Breaker. And if you're not near Hudson, New York, where Rock Solid Church is, obviously we have the podcast where you can listen in to all the classes. And if you need to, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. With any questions or concerns, and of course, to receive the class materials that I provide for the Bondage Breaker and the Victory of Darkness series. It's going to be a hot one today in New York, so I recommend staying cool as best you can, and to have a great day, and God bless you all.